Welcome to the All Kids Can podcast, dedicated to supporting parents on their journey to nurture happy, successful children in every facet of life, particularly their journey through their education. Whether you're navigating the complexities of a recent diagnosis or you're finding that your child is struggling to have success with their learning, this podcast is for you. As a parent, you have incredible power and influence in your child's life. And with the right knowledge and strategies, you will be empowered to guide your child towards their best life. I'm your host, Christy Howarth, accredited dyslexia therapist, special education teacher, family coach, and mum of two brilliantly neuro-spicy kids of my own. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the All Kids Can podcast. I am beyond excited to have you here. I wanted to take this opportunity in this first episode to let you know who I am, where I've been, what I do, why I do it, and how I can help you with your child or your children at home. So, first of all, I'm an ex-classroom teacher. I left the classroom many years ago now after feeling quite frustrated with my role as a teacher because of the fact that I didn't really feel like I had the skills to be helping the kids that I wanted to help most. And they were the kids that were falling through the cracks, particularly with literacy. So literacy is where my love lies. I am not too much of a maths person. My son does call me a broken calculator, and he's not too far from the truth there. So I do focus really on literacy. And when I was in the classroom, I wasn't able to help those kids that were not progressing with literacy. And I later learned it was because that I wasn't actually taught the skills and the know-how and the system that I needed to know to help those kids flourish with their learning, in particular with their literacy. So I left the classroom after 6 years of being at a school, and after I left the classroom, I had my two own beautiful boys, and within that time, not only was I immersed in babyhood and nappies and potty training and all of the rest of it, I was also studying. So I did a special education course through Macquarie, and I specialized in learning difficulties. And that really opened my eyes to a lot of things. Firstly, it opened my eyes to the fact that I wasn't taught how to teach kids how to read in my undergrad when I did my Bachelor of Education. Shock, horror. Like most people, their brains just explode after I tell you that. Because the thing is that as a parent, when we send our kids to school, the first thing that we think that they're going to learn and we expect that they're going to learn is how to read, right? And also how to work with numbers and all of that good stuff. But learning to read is one of the most exciting things for a parent to expect for their child to have. And unfortunately, for, you know, one in five, it doesn't work that way. So when I started to have my eyes open to how to teach kids in a systematic, structured way through my special education course, that really led me to explore more and more, because it really started making sense, because this is all new information. Previous to learning about structured literacy, the way that I was taught how to teach kids to read was by looking at the picture and making a guess, memorizing a whole load of sight words, as many as you can. That the kids that struggled with literacy really struggled to memorize. And then also just making a guess, moving, reading on and seeing if you can come back. All of that kind of, they're not even strategies. It's just Try to guess, see how you can pick it up. That was how I was taught to teach kids how to read. So fast forward to my special education training, I really started to understand that we need to teach kids letter-to-sound correspondence if they are to really grasp the codes of our English language. So then that moved me into do my MSL training, which is multisensory structured language. Again, just building on what I had already done with special education. And I became accredited with the Australian Dyslexic Association. And that was incredible. I started my private practice. I was definitely not going back to the classroom at that stage. I knew that there was something else that I needed to do. And that was really focus in on helping those kids that I couldn't help in the classroom because I didn't have those skills. So once I opened my private practice, I also did my Orton Gillingham training, which was incredible. And I learnt really how to teach kids in a very structured, systematic, logical, cumulative way so that kids actually remembered what I was teaching them because it was making sense and they were able to practice and master it. And we were always reviewing it, like more on that in later episodes. So when I was, so I'd done my special ed, my MSL, my OG, and then I also did other training, like the Writing Revolution was incredible to help writers really understand how to form sentences, etc., etc. And then everything's just grown from there. I've really specialized within literacy, but not only within literacy, within helping all kids that have different brain types. So kids with dyslexia, kids with ADHD, kids with on the autism spectrum disorder, kids that have different brains that need different type of instruction, which is that systematic type of instruction. Guessing and just, you know, floating along, trying to like just absorb it all just doesn't work for these kids. They need a structure. So that's where my passion lies. And so I also, my boys have grown up now. They're in upper primary school years and they are also beautiful, neurospicy children. So I've had a lot of experience personally with helping kids flourish when they're in a system that, to be honest, it's not built for them. So our education system and our education model was created in a time before we understood the different brain types, the different types of wiring that children have, and which will also, in accordance, require a different environment or a different type of teaching for them to really live their best lives. So stay tuned with me. We're going to go on a bit of a journey throughout this podcast, and we're really going to touch all of the points that we face as parents when we have essentially pressed play on the extreme version of parenting. So I hope to make that extreme version of parenting just that little bit easier for you.